I said, just a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. Said, all right, all right, all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Oh, just have a little talk with Jesus, we'll make it all right. Y'all got it, you got it. Now let us tell you. Lord, we having a time in here. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome to the Crossroad Baptist Church. I'm telling you, we just glorify old time singing. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I don't have anything against the hip-hop gospel, but every now and then, Reverend Gimmons, you got to go back to that old stuff. Yeah, that's all right. All right, let me go and preach. Y'all calm down there, calm down. I want to invite your attention to the book of Daniel. We've been in this book, I don't know, since the first of the year. And it's teaching us more than what I can even wrap my mind around. And I'm going to be sharing that in just a second, but I wanted to also let you know some of the things that's coming up this coming Thursday night. We will have a community safety meeting that's going to be held at the Haber Building in Rustburg. That's going to be sponsored by the Sheriff's Office and Community Safety, talking about some of the scams and some of the other things that's going on, some of the situations that you need to be aware of. It's going to happen at the Haber Building, 6 p.m. on February the 20th, and that's going to be on Thursday night. Also, you've heard about in our news and other communications, Forest Level Baptist Church, they're having a benefit program on March the 23rd. This is going to be held at the Lawyers Missionary Baptist Church on March the 23rd at 3 p.m., and it's going to benefit the Forest Level Baptist Church. I did speak with Pastor Wilson, and I've got some information as to how we can help. But if you'd like to be a part of that collectively from the community, please be there at 3 p.m. Lawyers Missionary Baptist Church, 194 Waterlick Road in Lynchburg. So please support them in that service. And Sister Lisa Scott is the contact person for this. This is going to be sponsored by the musical entitled Harvesting for Our Neighbors. The Faith Gospel Singers are actually sponsoring that. Amen. And then on next Saturday, we will be having a memorial service here at the Crossroad Baptist Church for our brother in Christ, our brother Lewis Miller. The service will be held at 12 noon. The viewing will be at 11. So we're asking you to pray for the family. Our food committee is already working on making some preparations for that. But if you can come and support them, I know that the family would greatly appreciate that. Amen. Have your Bibles, iPads, or other devices. If you're online, you can probably view some of the clips that we have of the PowerPoint. Wanted to bring out some things today that is relevant for the times in which we are living in. Daniel chapter 2, and verse 31 is where we will find our text. You, O King, saw and behold a great image. This terrible image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before you, and the form was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his chest and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. You saw until that a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay and broke them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken up to pieces together and became as chaff of the winter's or the summer threshing floor. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain. Amen, somebody. And filled the whole earth. Verse 36. This is the dream, and we will tell you the interpretation thereof before the king. You, O king, are the king of kings, for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men live, the beast of the field and the birds of the air has given unto your hands and has made you ruler over them all. You are that head of gold. And after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to you, and another third kingdom of brass or bronze, which shall bear rule over all the earth. Verse 39. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaks in pieces and subdues all things, and as iron that breaks all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas you saw the feet and the toes, part as clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of strength of the iron, for as much as you saw the iron mixed with the miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, you the king shall be partly strong, or you the kingdom, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas you saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. I know some of y'all wondering, what in the world is Reverend Cole? Look at somebody, tell them it's in the book. You ought to read the book, amen? Verse 44. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as you saw the stone, oh God Almighty, as much as you saw that stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Look at somebody and tell them, you got to catch the vision. Look at somebody else and tell them, you got to catch the vision. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Lord God, I'm going to need some help. I need you to guide me. Show me what to say. Even as I've studied, I still don't feel that I can do it on my own. I need you to take charge. I need for the Holy Spirit, Lord, to come upon me and to help me preach your word, because we're living in these days. God, I'm praying you give me clarity of thought, clarity of voice, and most of all, give the people a listening and an understanding heart to receive this thy word. We thank you for it, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. And amen. What I've just read to you is 2,600 years of human history. 2,600 years of history. Beginning with Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian Empire, God said, I'm going to show you a picture of what is going to happen in this world, even up until the day that we're living right now. Look at somebody and say, Lord, have mercy. That one image that he saw and that Daniel later explained to him represented governments, kingdoms, authorities that would come upon this world. You need to hear what I'm saying, because we're living in these times and we're seeing things fulfilled. It began with the head of gold, but it ended up with the feet and toes of iron and clay. What is he talking about? He began with the authority that Nebuchadnezzar had, absolute authority over every living thing. God told him. He said, I've given you authority over the birds that fly over the air. Isn't that something? I've given you that kind of authority. I've given it to you. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, a couple of years later, he got the big head and walking around talking about, this is my stuff. This is my kingdom. Touch somebody and say, be careful when you start bragging now. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. And made him lose his mind because he couldn't give God credit. But what we're seeing as the progression of this statue, if you would, we're seeing that as it goes down, the metals become lesser and lesser in value. Gold, silver, bronze, and iron. You see it in the markets today. If somebody gave you a pound of iron, you ain't got much. They gave you a pound of silver, now we're talking. But when they give you a pound of gold, man, you somebody now. But what God was showing through this king that had not become a believer, what God was showing him, I'm going to do some stuff, and I'm going to let man think that he's in control, but in the end of it all, I'm going to show I'm in control. I can't wait to get to the stone, because I got to tell you about that stone. I got to tell you about it. But don't let me preach that until I get through the rest of this thing. So it started with this. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now in our day and age into that feet area. Let me break it down to you. Let me. Y'all looking at me. You're looking at me mighty funny, mighty strange. But the meaning of the vision can be summarized in a couple of things. One, it's prophecy. Everybody say prophecy. It's prophecy of the past, the present, and the future. Obviously, some of these things has not happened yet. It has not occurred yet. It's going to happen. But what God was showing Nebuchadnezzar, and then what Daniel gave through a divine vision, was the fact that God has everything in control. If you don't hear a thing else that I'm preaching today, everything is in control. Not one second, not one millisecond does God lose control and said, oh, we got a problem here. No, God said it's all planned. He showed this man over 2,600 years ago, this is going to happen. God knows your future from the beginning. Even before you were born, even before you were shaped in your mother's womb, God knew who you were. And you're wondering, where is the Lord? He knows your address. He knows when he gets ready. Touch somebody and say, he knows. You just got to wait on him. This is a picture of prophecy. I don't want you to lose that now, because a lot of us, we're seeing political stuff go on and we say, oh my God, well, you called on the right one, but you got the wrong frame of mind. You don't get messed up over, don't get jacked up over this thing, all right? It's going to be all right. But you also see a picture of human government as it gets weaker and weaker and weaker. We'll explain why in just a little bit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I got to thank him, because if it wasn't for the Lord, I wouldn't be here today. Thank him. Every time it come across your mind, the Lord told me earlier this morning, you said you're to pray three times during that sermon. I'm going to obey God. That's one of them. Amen. I gave him a praise. That's one of them. That's one. Amen. But then also, it is a promise of God's kingdom. Now, here's what's happening. A lot of us, because we're mad at the government, we can't see the kingdom coming. Now, I'm going to make a statement here. No government you set up is going to satisfy everybody. None of them. I know some of y'all saying they could do what's right. How you know they're not fulfilling a divine plan? This thing is bigger than the Republican Party. It's bigger than the Democratic Party. It's bigger than you and me. As a matter of fact, it came out of heaven. And I'm going to tell you, we are walking through this thing right now. What you need to be doing, instead of you looking at the hills, you need to look above the hills, from whence cometh your help. All of you, good God Almighty, all of your help. It comes from the Lord. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to say. It comes from the Lord. Ah, Brother Laverne, you got warm up here the other day. That's because of the Holy Ghost fire. You talking about you were sweating? That was the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit on you. Amen. It wasn't the temperature. Nah, bro. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. So where are we? Notice Daniel says something in this verse. He said, this is the dream. In other words, King, I saw what you saw. I looked at it. But then notice he says, we. Nobody walked into that room to give the king the interpretation except one person, but he also had somebody, somebody besides. I feel like preaching up here. You think you're all by yourself. Lord, I didn't want to go there that early. But if you think you're walking by yourself, you better look. Can y'all say this with me? He walks with me. He talks with me. And he tells me, I am his own. He said, now we are going to give you the interpretation. He's talking about the God that gave him the interpretation. That's why Daniel, before he went to the king, he praised God. He said, Lord, I'm going to need you to go with me, because I don't know what to tell him when I get there. Even if I saw it, I couldn't tell it without you helping me. And I'm here to tell you, some of you are getting confused because you're forgetting who you're walking with. The Lord commands us, hold on to his unchanging hands. And when you hold on to his hand, amen, everything going to be all right. You might have to walk through fire sometime, but that's all right. I can walk through the fire because I got a fire walking God. When the water gets over my head, I got a God who can tell the wind and the waves, peace. Good God, I wish I could preach like I feel. Peace be still. Be still. Calm down. That's what he's telling us. Don't y'all get all ruffled up. I told you this stuff was going to happen. So here's what Daniel gives to the king. Now, he didn't list all of these kingdoms. You go back, he's not going to list them. But later on, in chapters 5, 6, and 7, he's going to actually explain to you. He's going to clarify these kingdoms are coming. In other words, God's going to give him more detail to what he saw. But the statue is an image. Now, I want to put this in form of a key. If I ask you, what is the most important thing that you have in your car, you'd probably say the engine. Some of y'all say the seats, because I got heated seats. Back in the day, we thought it was something when you got a car that had power steering. But, Brother Cab, let me tell you something. A car ain't nothing if it ain't got a key. You sit out in the parking lot, oh, man, where are my keys at? And tell people, this is my car, where the key at? the key. What Daniel gave you is a key. You got a key. 2,600 years of human government. He gave us the key of what it's going to look like. First, starting off, is the Babylonian Empire, 586 BCE, before Common Era. We interpret it before Christ. Yeah, it was, but it's also the title of the thing, BCE, before Common Era. Okay, so with that, he said, Nebuchadnezzar, you are the head of gold. God appointed you. God has you there for a reason. And ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter who is in this place or that place. They didn't get there unless God appointed them. And guess what? If God doesn't want them there, guess what's going to happen? He's going to yank them down. Are y'all listening to me? 70 years later, another king emerged, or another empire emerged, the Medes and the Persians. One after the other in sequence. But 70 years is really something significant for the Jewish people. Why? Because at the end of 70 years, they were told, you're going back home. Oh, I feel like preaching up here. Y'all don't see what I'm seeing. I'm seeing it, and I got to tell you, but I wish I had words to tell you. You don't understand that after the suffering that we go through here, the next thing is the kingdom. The very next thing on God's agenda, after you've gone through the fire, after you've gone through the struggle, after you've cried tears late in the midnight hour, the next thing, Brother Kabler, is that we are going to the kingdom. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Medes and the Persians, they would come and they would rule until another king comes up. You remember this king called Alexander the Great? Lived 33 years. 33 years, led the Grecian Empire to victory over all the common world, all the known world. He is now conquering all this kingdom, all these kingdoms, about 200 years later. But guess what? At the age of 33, he died. And some historians say that he died because he had paralysis, and they believe they buried him alive. But guess what? When they throw dirt on you, if you ain't dead, you're going to be dead. Watch what I'm saying. Watch what I'm saying. Brother Pilate, there's another man that died at age 33. They put him in the grave. He was dead. But on that third day, that man that I'm talking about, he got up. I said he got up from the grave. Oh, power is in his hand. I wish I had a sanctified church that can wave your hands and thank you, Lord. Y'all excuse me. I don't mean to be this loud, but that's what country folk have to do when they get excited, Reverend Ray. They just got to get a little bit excited. And I'm just a tad bit excited because I, like you, was perplexed. Matter of fact, I was dumbfounded. What else going to go well? What else going to happen? Let me get this right. All right, President Trump took office January 20th, right? Who hired Elon Musk? did anybody vote for him? Now, Rod, let me get this right. You got the richest man in the world, and they give him the key to the U.S. Treasury. Is he there to make a deposit? I don't know, Reverend. Like I said, ain't a thing I can do about it anyway. People were, oh my God, you calling on the right one. Let me go back just a few years though. 2007, we elected as our leader Barack Obama, right? Yeah. Shortly after that happened, you got these billionaire bankers flying into D.C. on their jets saying, "We're too big to fail. Give us some money." Y'all remember that? Now, I'm not the brightest person on earth, but I ain't stupid either. Governments are there for a reason. Lord, I'm getting ready to preach now. And guess what? That reason is not always to take care of you. You better hurry up and get her. My mama said, you better hurry up and get that in your head. So here we are. We think this is something new for governments to cater to the rich. Why do you think that lobbyists have more power than you do? I just want you to think. Because you've been saying, well, my government's going to help me. Babylonian Empire didn't help you. They helped themselves. Medes and the Persians, the Grecian Empire, the Roman Empire, and notice I said, and its remnants. Here's where it breaks down. Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, you're the head of gold. But on that body, you got the arms and the torso. You got that. That's going to be silver. That's going to be silver. The chest there, that's going to be silver. But as you work your way down, it's going to go to the brass or the bronze. In other words, it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Finally, you're going to have the Roman Empire coming on the scenes, which Daniel didn't tell it that, but he described it as a metal, and he called it iron, but down in the toes, he said, that statue is going to have some miry clay. Now, let me take y'all back to the farm for just a little bit. We used to use miry clay called mud, and we used to daub the barns with it, all right? Any country folk in here know what I'm talking about. But if a rain came, all right, we heard that mud is going to crumble. And what God is saying to you and me today, that great big statue that man wants to stand forever got some mud in it. And it's going to crumble when he comes. So what I'm telling you, what I'm preaching to you today, hold on for just a little bit longer. Everything. Tony is going to be all right. Yeah, you may have to cry sometime. You may have to scratch your head sometime, but don't give up on your faith. Don't turn. Ain't no time to turn back now. Talk about, I don't believe what the Bible says. You better believe it. Because we're living in it. We're living in it. Now, let me just say some things that need to be said. Donald Trump got in office. He said, we ain't having this stuff where folks don't know whether they're male or female. He said, we ain't having it no more. We're cutting this out. You either one or the other. Let me ask you now, does that match what the Bible said? It said he made them what? Male. If I don't see no pronoun in there. Y'all help me out. And anytime a parent lets a child make the decision about who they are. And I don't know about that. I don't know. I didn't get that privilege when I was growing up. My kids didn't get that privilege. You gonna be what? I'm just saying. And I know y'all saying, I'm not trying to hate on, hurt on anybody. Because everybody needs Jesus. And the only way you're going to know your true identity is you got to get saved. You got to get born again. You got to get on your knees. Because guess what? All of us are sinners. And as a sinner, your mind is going to get confused. But when you accept Christ, somebody say he's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. If you don't believe he can fix your life, just give him a chance. You don't gave everything else a chance. Why don't you try God? If you're listening online, why don't you try God? Why are you turning to your own understanding? Lean on the Lord. Man, I feel like preaching. I'm about to wind down. Now my wife giving me the signal, say it's time to close this thing up. You had Babylon, head of gold. Got that? You got the Medes, the silver, It's represented in the torso, the chest area, and the arms. Then you move on down, you got the Greeks, that's brass. Now you're moving down to the legs and the thighs, and you're now seeing it become weaker and weaker. But then you get down where you got this thing called the Roman Empire made of iron and clay. Now, here's what happened in the Roman Empire. Any of you that have studied history, you know that the Roman Empire, they started having what's known as citizen representation. Sound familiar? Later on, you would have this thing called democracy. Huh? Where people now can come and they can say, you know what? We have a right to government. Nothing wrong with that as long as you know what's right. Everybody don't know what's right. Flat out, I'm going to tell you. So you start with an autocracy, absolute rulership. Now you're getting down into the part where you have people participating. What do you do when you vote? You are part of the people that vote, okay? Let me tell you something else. Where you've got diversity, the potential for confusion goes up. Don't believe me? Have a church meeting. I'm not saying that everybody's wrong, but I know one thing, everybody can't be right. You wasn't expecting that, was you? But I come to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. If you don't believe it, just watch. Just watch, just watch, just watch. Just watch, it's gonna happen. I want you to notice though, that he mentions in this verse something that really points to our time. And whereas you saw the iron mixed with the miry clay, they, you ought to put a line up under that. Who are the they? They shall mingle themselves with what? The seed of men, humans. I was doing a background search on this and looking at this verse. You've got government, which really is concerned with one thing, and that is power. But then you have people who are concerned with, this is what I think is right. Power versus what I think is right. Now, if I had a chance to vote for me, guess who I'm going to vote for? Me. Why? Because I know what I want more than anybody else. You can't tell me what I want. All right? That's the problem that we have with human government. So all of a sudden now you see leaders, rulers coming on the scene. It's not just here in America. All over the world, the rulers are coming up and saying, you know what? We got a plan. And that plan is powerful. It's powerful. This thing is bigger than Trump, bigger than America, bigger than France, all the governments of the world. What I'm telling you is God is allowing this thing to come down to the close. We are watching. You and I are literally on the front row of prophecy, watching as these things unfold. We are down at the feet area. Now, before you run out of this church depressed, oh, God, Reverend Coleman said, oh, it's all bad. I ain't tell you that. Don't you fart yourself out of here. Here's what I want to tell you. The stone is coming. I said the stone is coming. When we see governments, and by the way, if you want a framework of how all prophecy takes place and want to know how to read the book of Revelation, follow that statue and Daniel will work you through the prophecies that are in the Bible. He'll walk you through it. He'll show you what's going to happen next. He'll explain that all these events are going to take place. The prophecies that Jesus talked about, and even Jesus referenced down, he said, when you see the desolation, the abomination that causes desolation, look up. What I want you to do today is to leave here, and those of you online, before you sign out, I want you to sign out knowing that there's a stone that's on his way. It says, in the word, it says, and in these days of these kings, which one? The ones that are down at the feet. A stone, the God of heaven, which shall, he said, his kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his kingdom shall never be left to other people. Great God Almighty, God said, y'all can't do it. Took me all of these years to show you from Adam all the way down to where it got into all these kingdoms to show you that I'm in charge. And guess what? I don't know about you, but I'm praying more than I've ever prayed before. Why? Because I need thee every hour. Are y'all here? And I'm here to tell you the king is on the way. By the way, the king came the first time. He was a stone. I was going to bring a stone up here. Not to throw at you, but to show you a picture of how stone comes. And I thank God, Lord, I thank you for that stone that came. And you know what he did? The first time the stone came, you didn't see it, I didn't see it, but he rolled up on this thing called sin. And he destroyed sin so that you would not live under the bondage of sin any longer, but you would be free. That stone, Jesus, the Son of God, came forth from God, born of a Virgin Mary, born in a manger, and the world was saying, we don't want him, but everybody needed him. I don't know about you, but I'm glad when he ran up on my sin and destroyed the power that was over my life, and I'm so glad. Can y'all say, love lifted me? Can y'all say, when nothing else could help, God's love lifted me? Clap your hands, all you people. I'm getting ready to close. I know I told you 5 minutes ago I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit down in a minute, but I'm on fire now. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Why? Because that same stone that destroyed your sin, the same stone that gave you the Holy Spirit to walk with you, that same stone is going to come back one of these days, and he's going to take care of all of these kingdoms. And you know what? God's not going to leave you without government, but he says, I'm going to be your governor. Now, for some people, they're going to have to make a new election. But I don't know about you. I elected him a long time ago when he saved my soul, when he began this walk of faith with me. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. Let me just read you what it says again. It said that that stone was hewed out of the mountain. In other words, it's not like the image. Everything on that image was shaped by man. It was man-made. But everything about Jesus says God Almighty. God Almighty is coming back. What's he going to do? For as much, verse 45, for as much as you saw that that stone, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Avery. Can y'all say, well, it don't look like much. But I tell you what, if I took this rock, but I don't want you to take the rock to harm anybody. What I want you to do when you get in trouble, I want you to stand on the rock and watch the rock stand by you. I'm a short man, and every now and then I need something I can, oh yeah, I see it now. When you stand on the rock, you can see it. Here's the other thing. When you got a rock in your life, you will never fall apart. Look at what it said. This rock cannot be broken. Why? Because he was hewed out of the mountain. This is a rock right here. And thank God when Jesus comes, our solid rock, you can stand on his promises. How many times have we said, on Christ I stand? But ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stand on the promises. Why? You can't depend on this or that. You don't know what's going to fold tomorrow. But I tell you one thing, I got a rock in a weary land. I got a shelter in a time of storm. I got a Savior. He walks with me. And every now and then when I get in trouble, I just run to the rock and I can hide behind that rock. Are y'all hiding today? Come on, lift your hands and say hallelujah. Oh, he's just that good. Lord, you're just that good. You're my rock. Everything else is falling apart, but you're my rock. I'm holding on to something. I'm holding on to something. Are you holding on? Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Whoa. Somebody said, hold to his hand. Prayer. I got happy up here. Yeah. Make myself happy. Sing myself happy. I can shout because I know God's got the answer. Don't get terrified. Don't get worried. All of these governments are just following the form of that what God has already said would happen. Yeah. It's going to happen, but you don't look at that. You look to God. Yeah. Look to God. Pray this prayer with me. Oh God, our rock. And our Savior. We thank you.
We thank you.
That you are.
That you are.
In complete control.
In complete control.
Forgive us.
Forgive us.
For doubting your goodness.
For doubting your goodness.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
In these times.
In these times.
Of failing government.
Failing government.
We depend.
We depend.
Upon your strength.
Upon your strength.
We do not pray. We do pray.
We do pray.
For our leaders.
For our leaders.
That they would turn to you.
For guidance.
We await your kingdom. We praise. And thank you. That it will come. At the appointed time. Praise God. Amen. While you're standing, I want to give the invitation. Last Sunday, we gave the invitation, and the two Harris young men came up. And we had others that came up for prayer. The Lord might be stirring your heart right now. He might be saying to you, it's praying time. It's not just the political world that seems to be in an uproar. Things might be going on in your life that you just say, Lord, I just need a little bit more strength. I need a little bit more grace. Y'all remember that old song, just a little more faith and grace. Help me run this race. That might be your prayer today. I'm going to open up the altar. Open up the altar. By the way, we will be having baptism service, Lord willing, on next Sunday at 9:30. Candidates that we spoke of, they will be coming. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. To thee. Father, we stretch our hands to you. As weak as we are, we need a rock to stand on. You hid Moses behind the rock. And Lord, you were the rock that gave water to the children of Israel when they were thirsty, even in a desert place. And Lord, we're told in your word today that you're going to be that rock that comes when everything else has failed. When this whole world has crumbled, you're going to be that rock. I thank you for the rock that you are in my life. I thank you that I can stand on your promise. Right now, your people need help. They need you to guide them. They need you to show them the way. Some have sickness in their body. Some, Lord, are unable to function in these times. And so I'm praying that that rock would give them peace today. Speak peace to their soul. Speak joy to their heart. And let them know, dear God, that you did not bring them this far to leave them now. Hold on. Lord, hold on to their hand. Even when the way gets dark. Lord, there's some in this congregation, Lord, they've been through surgery, and some that are now yet going through having to face these challenges in their life. But God, you brought them safe this far. And I don't have a doubt in my mind that you're going to take them safely on. Yes, Lord, lead us. Show us the way. And when we get weak, Lord, I'm told you can make us strong. As a matter of fact, God, early this morning, you touched these old bodies. You gave us another day. And God, I want to thank you that our future is secure. I want to thank you that everything's going to be all right. God, I feel like shouting up here. Lord, because your promises are good. This is your word. This is your word. And your word shall never fail. Go with us, Lord. Go with us and help us that we might be able to care for one another, to love each other, to walk in fellowship with you. Bless us, God, as only you can do. And we'll always give you the praise. Right now, those of you that are going through struggles in here, I just want you to say, Lord, you know all about me. You know where I live. You know where I walk. Help me, God.
Help me.
In these times.
Time.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Be my God.
Be my God.
But most of all,
be God.
Be God.
You rule.
and reign. And I know, Lord, that all shall be well. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Clap your hands and give him praise. Brother Joe's going to come and dismiss us in prayer.
Thank you, God.
And he's going to bless the offering. Aren't y'all glad that you know the Lord? Amen. I'm glad. Glad I know him. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. What a message. What a history lesson, by the way, about what is going to happen. You know, I was thinking about that scripture that Reverend Givens read and in Psalms 37, and that is exactly what he was talking about in verse 5 and 6. And it says, commit thy ways unto the Lord and trust him. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to do this. He's going to make your righteous reward shine. Don't look at me. Look at God. I can't do anything for you, but God can. Father, we thank you today. Thank you, O God, for the message that you have given to us. We need to hear your word sometimes. We need to hear the repetition of history. And we can be sure, dear God, that we can lean on you for protection, for guidance. In spite of all the turmoil that are happening in this world today, we know, God, that we are standing on the rock of Jesus Christ and that his kingdom will never be destroyed. So thank you for the message.
Thank you, Lord.
We do pray now for the offering, Lord. We pray that you bless the offering and that men and women may continue to hear your word proclaimed and trust Jesus so that they can be saved. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this opportunity. And now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace this day and all of your tomorrows. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.